Right now it's just cold cooling in Texas.
Yo. 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 A few years ago, some friends of mine wanted a ring, and then we got our shine. But that's in the past, I want it again, so I loaded it up with some brand new friends.
Like me, CP, and the place to be. Left Houston so easily. Whether on the break or pulling up for three. If you try it, homie, guess who you'll see.
I got too much Monte.
Monte Ellis, ask the fellas. Who talk trash because they jealous. Laid back from the south. Trying to hack up, I'll make you shut your mouth.
Me and Monte Ellis pick and pop. We tell her too, you know we can't be stopped. 16 elite, the foundation laid.
Redefine the game
with a one-legged phase.
First come, first serve basis.
Words first!
First come, first serve basis.
Detail! Run DMC, Coach Ricky C.
Welcome everyone to the... I'm not going to stop adding Pantera. If he's online, if there's a green Skype bubble, I am adding you to the call. Okay? You can't
be... Does he have a sad face?
You can't be online and then not be online. Right? It's not possible.
Unless you're away.
But he's not away. You know why? Because he left the group when I did the initial call. So he is 100% there. I'm going to be constantly sending calls to him all night long. And I encourage everyone who sees Pantera on Skype to do the exact same thing. You're welcome, Pantera. Welcome, everyone, to the TPS NFL Update Week 9. I am EDD999. With me is King Bowser.
Hola.
And Don underscore McLean.
Hola.
And we don't have a franchise... Who knows what he's doing? We don't have.
He's there. He's
online too.
Added.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He just messaged me.
Oh, perfect. So we'll add. You know what? Let's just. He needs to call me because this is all gonna fall apart.
He's in here.
Is he?
Yep.
Oh my gosh. So let's try this. Let's add franchise live adding of the chais. is he there? Ring, 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 a ling, ding, ding.
No.
Come on, come on, pick it up, pick it up. It, oh, then he said to wait. All right, let's continue. there goes
see, he left.
There goes Pantera out too. That ain't gonna stop me, Pantera.
Ah, just rage quitting.
That ain't gonna stop me. So what were we saying? We got a lot to talk about. Lots going on in the world of sports, in the world of fantasy sports, in the world of the Mavericks stealing. The best trio nickname of all time, for one thing. The original run TMC, right?
Well, they didn't steal it. They perfected it.
They didn't perfect
it. They made it better.
They haven't done anything yet. They haven't even... They made that before they ever played a regular season game. So they kind of gave that nickname to themselves.
Well, I mean, didn't Jason Terry do that the year they won the championship? When he tattooed
the trophy
on his bicep before they played a game?
He kind of did. Yes, he did do that.
Well, that's what the Mavs are doing.
They're tattooing a championship?
Yes.
Onto their biceps, all three
Good
of
luck.
Them. Oh, my gosh.
Guaranteed trophy.
I think all of us have had about enough of Dallas. Okay?
Oh, you don't like seeing 65 points every half?
I don't like seeing...
You don't like seeing 70% three-point shooting?
I mean, we might as well have somebody on our team named Larry O'Brien at this point.
I don't like seeing a team that hasn't done anything celebrate a championship before they even won a single game.
3-1.
Oh, so like the Cavaliers?
Wow. I can't believe this. Everyone tears down Miami 4 years ago. Everyone attacks them. They're the bad guy. But Dallas comes in, gives themselves a nickname. They're Big Three, which nobody is calling them that, whatever. And now all of a sudden they think they're good. They make a music video. Really? Really?
it's kind of deserved at this point in time.
Tim Hardaway, Mitch Richmond, and Chris Mullin are appalled. The original Run TMC, Golden State Warriors, recognize. They would take these three to lunch, dinner, and breakfast the next day.
They would be paying the bill.
Oh, stop. Stop. Nobody could, none of those guys could guard Tim Hardaway.
Monte yeah, you do gotta guard. Stop there, John. They couldn't afford the bill.
Chris Mullin, one of the greatest shooters of all time. Come on.
One of, but not the greatest, because that's Dirk.
Nobody can stop that giraffe shot.
Mitch Richmond would own Chandler Parsons.
In what? Certainly not basketball.
Wow. This is an outrage. And all of the entire state of California should be offended by that.
You're just mad because Charlie Villanueva's getting a ring.
He is not getting a ring. Oh,
you're just salty because you let him go. He's so good.
Oh, my gosh. We sent him packing. What are you talking about? Good riddance.
He wanted to play for a legit champion team.
No, he didn't. That's why he left Detroit. Ooh, the Big D. The Big D.
This is the little
Does your
D.
Big D stand for default?
All right, moving on. Michigan is back. Did you guys watch the game this weekend? Homecoming? All the fans were there?
I thought last week was homecoming.
No, this week is homecoming.
So were you able to sell out half the stadium?
We are coming home. Wins are coming home. Michigan exposed Indiana. Exposed them. Everyone thought, oh, Michigan's down. Let's kick them while they're down. Let's beat them while they're down. Let's urinate on them while they're down.
Yep. We were all thinking that.
But uh-uh. They wiped off their faces and got right back up and took down Indiana, and it was embarrassing. 34-10. And look at that. I'm not going to lie, but they have an outside chance to make a BCS bowl. They could win the Big Ten.
What?
They could win the Big Ten.
Who are you paying off?
I'm just saying. There
is that actually
is,
possible?
That is possible because there's 3 games left, right?
Okay.
3 games left, and they're 2-3. Michigan State and Ohio State are 4-0. So if Michigan wins out and each of those lose out, well, Michigan State would still win the Big Ten because they beat Michigan. But they would be scaring some people. That's all I'm saying. They're going to play the role of spoiler this winter. Ohio State, watch out. Your run is over. Northwestern, your run is over. Maryland, your run is over. Oh, man.
Just like Indiana's run was over.
Indiana's run was over. Exposed.
All the doubters who said they couldn't beat Indiana in yeah. your face.
Yeah, eat some crow. Eat it. How's it taste? Huh? 34-10. How's that taste? Is it good? Is it delicious? You like that? You want some more? Here, how about a nice heaping slice of Northwestern? How about that for dessert? Mmm, this is good.
So don't count out Michigan.
Do not count out Michigan. Outside chance to come in second place in the Big Ten. East
Indiana
Division.
Even have a quarterback? See their quarterback on the stat line, 5 for 8 for 24 yards.
Yeah.
They threw 8 passes.
Well, they know who they are. That's all. They know who they are. You know, you got to respect a team who knows who they are. When that happens, then you know, like, they're prepared.
Leading receiver, 12 yards with 2 receptions, along for 9.
The best running back in all of the NCAA, Coleman, 27 carries, 108 yards.
Will you give me some shoulder pads and a helmet, and I'll go out there and beat up on a high school team, too.
Wow. No respect. No respect. I mean, look at this guy. Putting up numbers all season long. Michigan held him in check, actually. 247 yards against Indiana State, 190 against Bowling Green, 219 against Iowa, 132 against Michigan. I mean, this is a legit elite running back. And Michigan held him in check, 4 yards a carry, 108 yards. Boom. Defense. I'm just telling you, buy Michigan stock now before it's too late, before the price skyrockets.
So this is the same Michigan team that lost 30-14 against Minnesota.
That was a different Michigan. That's not this Michigan team.
Or the one, or the week before that.
That was,
they lost 26-10 to Utah.
That was a different Michigan. That is not this Michigan. This Michigan team is a team that's turned the corner.
Oh, okay. The one that played Rutgers really close. 26-24, but they lost.
Outside chance to come in second place.
Ooh, more recently, Michigan State. 35-11.
I don't like to talk about the past. We're moving on toward the future. All right, what else? Baylor? Whatever. North Texas? Whatever.
What happened with Baylor?
Whatever. That's what happened.
What are the rankings looking like?
Not good. Not
the
good.
Playoff rankings.
It's still a bunch of SEC teams. Like still. I mean, even when they lose, they just bump somebody else up. Some other SEC team gets bumped up.
Oregon slipped in there.
Did they? Yeah. But they're, come on, stop. Stop. That's not going to happen.
TCU, they're almost in there.
No, that's not going to happen either. It's going to be an SEC championship. Let's be honest. We all know it. Somehow.
I still don't see Michigan though.
Oh, they're outside
still
chance.
Still 26.
Outside chance to become second in the Big Ten. Outside chance. I'm just saying. I wouldn't be surprised at the end of the season if they squeak in there, you know, top 25. It's been a long, hard road, but they deserve it. NFL. This was like the worst week in the entire season of NFL football because there was no Lions game. So I don't know how you guys can watch football when the Lions aren't playing because I was bored out of my mind. Like a Sunday.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Romo, a week without play. Romo is like football doesn't even exist.
Yeah, it's just a really rainy day.
So I mean, Romo didn't play. And
no, they had this decrepit old mummy come out and play that's actually somehow older than Jerry Jones. It's really disturbing to watch.
So, like, the Cowboys season is basically over, right? Like, without Whedon, without somebody to keep Dez happy, or with Romo, they need him. Like, that's the worst thing I could ever say for Cowboys, is that they need Romo, but they need Romo.
I don't know. He's going to come back with a robotic spine, so everything's going to be okay.
And word on the street is this week, he's back.
London.
He did travel with the team. So.
But is he going to play, though? Because they need him to play, and they got a bye week next week?
Yeah.
I mean, they can't let this thing slip away.
They expect him to be
Jacksonville.
Back.
I mean,
yeah,
they can just have DeMarco.
Scary now.
DeMarco Murray can just play quarterback and running back. We'll be okay.
Wow. Have you not seen Denard?
Denard is going off lately. He is the best kept secret in all of football. When they said offensive weapon, you know what they meant? Offensive weapon.
Too bad they haven't won even with him.
It's a Michigan situation. Don't sleep on them because as soon as you do, boom, they beat the Cowboys.
This is a Jacksonville home game in London.
Boom. They beat the Cowboys. I'm calling it.
Did you see what a Cowboy, whoever runs a Cowboys Twitter handle did?
What's
that? For their hashtag, they put hashtag Cowboys UK. So if you read that all in one sentence, it says Cowboys suck.
Great use of social media.
Yes.
Absolutely. All right. What about the Eagles? The Eagles are done, right? Like
they won.
Well, they won, but they lost because when you have to play Sanchez as your quarterback and you're leaning on him, Foles out 6 to 8 weeks and Sanchez, like, I know the coach was talking about, oh yeah, we got two quarterbacks. We're lucky. We got two quarterbacks. No, you don't. You don't, you have zero quarterbacks right now. Okay. One is out and injured and the other is Sanchez. All right. No one say I got two quarterbacks.
Well, Foles doesn't technically count. He's making up all his interceptions he should have got last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick Foles kind of sucks.
Foles sucks. Sanchez is Sanchez. The Eagles season is over, right? Like Dallas, like the Cowboys, their season is over. So
whoa.
Guess what? Here.
I think you mean Detroit.
No. All I'm saying is watch out, here come the Redskins.
What? Whoa, racist. Calm down here.
First of all, the Redskins, I would agree with you if they hadn't benched Colt McCoy for Slob Griffin.
Wow.
INT 3.
That's true. I mean, they made the move. Slob was back. It's time to, let's see what he's got. He's been injured. We've survived thus far. We did that Cousins thing. That didn't work.
Yeah, they should just blow it all up.
They need to. Just blow it all up. It's time. It's over. It was
a nice
experiment. They
probably should trade for Denard so he can play quarterback again.
Quarterback running back combo? Combo quarterback? Oh man. So like a better version of Slob Griffin. Like a good version of Slob Griffin.
A version. Lost to the Vikings.
The Vikings.
Ooh.
Are terrible. You're right. Never mind.
Why do they hate winning? I don't understand.
It's because they hate their name.
Yeah. They're punishing themselves. I'm like, you know what? This ain't right.
Right.
This ain't right.
Put in Bob Griffin.
Yeah.
Colt McCoy did something wrong. He won. Put back in Bob.
Winning just feels so wrong. All right, the Browns. Nobody cares.
Nope.
NBA. Ooh, have you guys been watching the Detroit Pistons?
Have they won a game yet?
Is that
like watching the D League?
No, they are the best 0-3 team I have ever seen.
Oh god.
And McLean and I were talking the other day, that Josh Smith is kind of beefing, right?
Oh yeah.
He's beefing with Kenneth Faried, because Denver's game plan was to let Josh Smith shoot, which is mostly everyone's game plan.
Yeah, give him those free 17 footers that he thinks he can make.
Exactly. Except most of the time, people don't say that. Even though that's true, Kenneth Faried broke an unwritten rule in NBA basketball and basically told everyone, yeah, we let Josh Smith shoot because he can't shoot. And apparently Josh Smith is the only one who doesn't know he can't shoot.
That's why he plays for Detroit.
No, that's why he's Josh Smith. This happened way before Detroit. You can't blame Detroit for this. You can blame
them. They're enablers.
Yeah, they're enablers. There you go. So next time.
SVG wanted him gone so bad. So bad before this season started.
Next time Denver comes to town, I would prepare for a riot. Because Josh Smith, he don't play no games. Okay? Kenneth Faried, you better sleep with one eye open. All right? Because Josh Smith, he coming.
Are there any other players outside of Josh Smith that we honestly think we could win at a game of horse with?
Brandon Jennings. Probably Kentavious Caldwell Pope. Yeah, Pope.
Ooh, yeah. As long as you're over two feet away from the rim.
Wow. The Lakers are 0-4.
Ooh, when do they play Detroit?
Oh, that would be amazing. I hope it ends in a tie somehow.
The game gets suspended. They lose power or something. Never make it up. Tied. And from what I'm hearing, everyone hates Kobe. Like, the entire NBA hates Kobe. Nobody wants to play with Kobe.
Except Janie Buss.
Yeah. She loves him. She's all about defending Kobe, and if she finds out who said this, that's it. They're getting the axe.
This She's ain't gonna put a hit out on him.
Yeah. Jeannie don't play. Alright? She don't play. And neither do any of the other NBA players, because nobody likes Kobe.
I don't know. Kobe beeps pretty good.
You saw this offseason when Jody Meeks went to Detroit. Like
the nicest guy in the NBA, right? The nicest guy in the NBA.
No thanks, Kobe. I'd rather go to Detroit.
Yeah.
I'd rather go lose worse.
Couldn't get any of the superstars to look at LA. Like, nobody was interested. People are leaving left and right. High character guys leaving left and right. Even Phil Jackson was like, yeah, right.
Yeah, even Dwight elbowed Kobe in the face.
Yeah. And he called him a what? So, I mean, there's not a lot of good things going down in Lakerland.
Kobe's calling.
Heard that in that meeting, the Dwight Howard, when he was a free agent in meeting with LA to see if he was going to come back, that he was like asking, like, hey, why did you guys let me take the fall when we sucked? And Kobe was like, stop being a baby.
See? Kobe takes no, Kobe takes no responsibility for everyone hating him. Come on, Kobe. Just let it out, okay? Just say, you know what? Nobody likes me. And I don't care. I'm still gonna shoot 100 times a game. I'm still gonna score 30. I'm gonna average my age. How about that? Double middle fingers every time I shoot.
Worst percentage in the world.
He should have left. He should have went.
No, he can't leave.
He's not gonna leave until Nash leaves. So in 2 more years.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe
he's done.
I can't believe they're still paying Nash. Oh gosh. Nash doesn't like Kobe either, but he loves money.
That's why he keeps purposely injuring himself so he doesn't have to play with Kobe.
He's like, I like soccer better anyway. I play soccer every year. See me out there. I haven't played a basketball game in 2 seasons, but I've played about 150 pickup soccer games.
Never get injured.
Let's see what else happened. LeBron choked in his homecoming. Like big time choke, turnover choke, missed shots choke. It's too much for him. He's buckling under the pressure already, and it's only been, they've only had what, a couple home games, one home game? I mean, the world was watching. This was the moment in which we all were waiting for. LeBron back home. And
I didn't watch it.
Oh, I didn't really watch it either, but.
I watched the Bulls game. I didn't watch that one though.
I was watching the Mavs.
Why? Really?
Like you those still are better games.
You still, no, it's not, stop, don't call him Run DMC. Don't
Run
call him
DMC.
That. Oh my gosh.
They were running and DMCing.
Oh my gosh. Let's do this. Run Brandon Josh Drummond. Run BJD. BJD.
Okay.
Run BJD.
Let's not.
Is that like a warning? Like, run, and here comes BJD.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah. Shots fired.
Nobody's safe.
The bricks.
From the bricks. Raining bricks.
Bricks fired.
That does sound dangerous. You probably should run from raining bricks.
Bricks fired. All right, what else? Anything else in the NBA? It's only been a week or two. Not a lot's happened. Derrick Rose is hurt again. What a surprise.
Is he?
Yeah. He sprained his ankle or something in the second game.
Oh, he's done.
And you could see on his face when he landed on his ankle, he wasn't writhing in pain because I'm sure it hurt. It looked terrible, but you could just see he's like, nah, are you kidding me? Like for real? What? Like he wanted to rip his ankle off and just throw it into the crowd, basically. That's what it looked like. So. There goes, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe, it's not too serious. He'll come back and look like the MVP of old, but another NBA season, another Derrick Rose injury. Anything else before we get into the TPS NFL update?
Did we cover all the big teams?
I think so.
Dallas, Detroit, Cleveland, the big three.
Yep. The big three. I don't think that, who else is there to cover?
I think that's it.
That's it. That's all of them. All right. TPS NFL update. And we have to get into this first because there's big controversy in the league. Big time controversy in the league. And I am a supporter of controversy. And apparently, Tomater had some issues with when we've been recording the podcast. Posting in the forums, ducking in the TPS NFL. Okay? Let's see, he's saying that I, the commissioner, is avoiding talking about anything that's real in this league. And of course, I would record a podcast without telling anyone, even though you were there, McLean, were you not?
I was there.
McLean was there. Bowser, you were there, but
Yeah.
You were sick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you couldn't come on. Sponge was there, right?
Yeah, he was there.
I'm sure Pantera was there, but hanging up on us.
Yeah.
So everyone was there.
That's everyone.
Yep. So I am gonna stay free. and here's his little knife in the back. I'd say I'll see you in the playoffs, but we all know you won't make it. T-suck my balls. Really? Really?
Well, we do know that.
Well, no, we don't know that. There's only one team that's won 6 games in this league, and that's the TPS NFL Rough Riders.
Yeah, about that.
But it does bring up a good point of why would you avoid talking about anything real?
What do you mean? I'm not avoiding it.
You've avoided talking about anything real.
What are you talking about? This is real. 6-3 is real. Is it not? Is it not real? What
you,
else?
I'm just saying, you need to stop avoiding real, talking about anything real.
Real talk?
Real talk.
And you're right. I'm sorry, Twerk. My bad. You somehow are 6-3 as well. My bad.
Okay, thank you. As long as you admit it.
So I put it up to a league poll. Should Tomater be suspended? Because we can't have owners just going rogue in this league. That can't happen. That's not a productive league. That's not a league in which owners want to be a part of. They want to feel like this is family, right? And you can't just have somebody cold cock just starting shooting weapons. So I put it to the owners. Should Tomater be suspended? And there was lots of options. None of them were yes. None of them were no.
But it was unanimous, right?
It was not unanimous. And apparently, I deleted the poll, so I don't even know what the results were. But I do know this. Whatever those results... What? Go ahead.
I think I remember the winner being, you should be suspended.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't remember why you should be, but you should.
Wow. That is why there is one commissioner and not a committee of owners as commissioner. Because you people would eat yourselves alive. Right? There has to be a zookeeper in this place. Somebody to keep order. Because if there wasn't, there would just be chaos. You're welcome.
We would just be throwing our feces at each other?
Yes. Well, that's basically what Tomater was doing. He was taking a big dump, grabbing a heap, and just flinging it by anybody who was walking by. So, you better go get some tissue. That's all I'm saying.
We all need to clean off our face.
If you didn't go into the forums, you're probably okay. Next controversy, the Denard rule. So there's been, we need to penalize owners who don't believe in their draft picks. You shouldn't be able to drop a player that you drafted and then pick him up when he becomes a stud. Okay? So I have proposed, here's the proposal. If you draft a player, then drop him. You then get the lowest waiver priority for that player if you try to pick him up again because you didn't believe. This will be forever known as the Denard rule. Makes sense, right, McLean? Makes sense.
Well, what's funny is I think I did have the lowest priority. I didn't think I was going to get him, but... Especially behind you, but I don't know. You went Tannehill that week.
I needed a quarterback.
He's available if you want him again. You know who's not available? Denard Robinson.
Wow.
Oh yeah. Suck it.
So
stay free.
So right now, 40% of the league say yes, this is the greatest rule ever created in the history of fantasy. No, this is about the dumbest thing I've ever read. That's 20%. And 40% stay free, Tomater. So it's a work in progress. If you're listening to this, go hit the league manager's poll. I think this league, we need to implement the Denard rule to prevent owners who don't believe. Owners who don't believe need to be penalized for not believing. They can't fluke themselves into having a good team because actually you have no reason. It's an accident. You didn't know.
I drafted him.
It was an accident.
I'm the only one who believed.
No, you stole him from me twice.
I took him in the last round.
Twice you stole him from me.
You let him slip.
Wow.
Because if he slips, then he's slipping.
Yep. All right. So go and vote in that poll. Let's make a decision here. TPS NFL scoreboard. Start off here. Galabra loses again. 1-7-1, 65-96 to straight trash. And all those keepers, all that strategy, all those trades, none of it worked. 1-7-1. And he's really given up on this season. Brian Hoyer. Really? Really, Brian Hoyer? Really? I mean, this is...
to Rodgers. Oh, he was on a bye.
He was on a bye. I mean, I don't know. Like, I think we need to put Galabra on the bubble. Like, what is his overall record in the TPS NFL?
Well, before last year, he was pretty average, like 500. The last 2 years, he's been terrible.
Terrible, right? So it's just...
Yeah, so he's a free bye week. It's great.
You're right. I love bye weeks. It's amazing that I get 14 every year.
Maybe we should put him on suspension.
Should we? New poll? I mean, should we have a rule that you have to win more than 30% of your games over a 2-season span? The competitive rule.
What if we started like a smaller league, like a
B?
Like a D league?
Oh, a D league. Yeah.
Gotta earn your spot.
Where we put like people who want to join and born.
That's an option. I like this idea. Having a D league where if you underperform, you get dropped, but you don't get dropped completely out. You could be a part of this. You just gotta do it in the D league. You gotta develop your team and then you get promoted as you win more or as other teams lose more into the upper echelon of fantasy. Not bad. Not bad. Because there's people knocking on the door to get in this thing. Right, McLean?
Yeah. And they're like, what? I can go with 1-7-1.
Yeah. That's like, how hard takes. Is that with one of the best quarterbacks in the league? In the NFL ever, actually. Like, I can do that. All right. Next matchup. That one's pissing me off. TPS NFL bum 62, Team Chuck Norris 65. This was exciting. 3-point win for Norris. Both teams at 4-5 now. And, I mean, anything good happen here? Like, it's not a lot of good that can happen when you only score 65 points.
Like, Macklin was real good.
Oh, he's like always, right? Like, that's basically what he's been doing all season.
But he put him in, right? Didn't he bench him last week?
Yeah, he benched him last. He benched 30 points last week. That's why he lost.
He hates points.
Oh yeah, that's right. He benched him for Cecil Shorts.
Right?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah. And this is the guy who will get on the PSN and be like, oh, fantasy? How'd I do there? Only when he wins though.
Yeah.
Only when he wins. Because he's obviously setting his lineup. 27 points with Jeremy Macklin. Getting that done. And Chuck Norris, why are you keeping these players? Injured reserve. Reggie Bush is an injury waiting to happen. Calvin Johnson, Madden curse, right? Right? Wasn't
Madden
he on?
Curse?
He was on the cover of Madden. Ever since then, it's been downhill for Megatron. Madden curse. It's the only explanation.
Does he know what injured reserve means?
No.
Apparently not.
he must have skipped that chapter.
Yeah, definitely skipped that chapter. All right. Heirloom Tomatoes 101, Mexico Brownies 97, and you were guaranteeing victory.
I was.
In the hangout. You said...
Sipping the victory champagne, as it were.
Absolutely. I got this.
I did have it.
Quote, unquote.
Yeah.
So what happened?
He didn't have it.
In my defense, on the app, it showed like a different score in it.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like a much more comfortable lead.
No, you definitely don't. They even say, don't trust the app scores. I've literally read that somewhere. Like, the app is not the official score.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
He got negative points from Philip Rivers, -3, and still beat you.
Well, he beat everyone. He was the highest scoring team of the week.
-3.
He beat all of you with -3 from Philip Rivers. I would have beat everyone else in the league.
But you didn't.
But I didn't. I didn't play everyone else.
You benched Denard when I told you not to.
You were the only one who told me not to.
And
of course I can't trust you.
Why?
So.
I love Denard. You stole him from me.
No, I didn't. I chose Ryan Tannehill over him.
I was setting my lineup through you when I told you play Denard.
But I couldn't bench Miller.
It wasn't Miller time this week.
He got injured. If he hadn't gotten injured, it would have been Miller time.
And who wants to be the guy that benches Julian Edelman?
He's been so bad.
Except when he's so
good. I don't
even
care what he did. I'm not playing him ever again. You ever? Can't trust him.
20 points. Multiple touchdowns. New England's offense is rolling right now. You can't not start him.
It's always a new guy, though. This week it's Edelman. Next week it'll be Vereen. And then LaFell. And then... But it's never all of them. It's just one. You just got to guess.
Flip a like a 8-sided coin.
Yeah. I'm not doing that.
Well, you lost. And now you're 5-4.
You're five. That's like top of the league.
You're the same as Tomater, just so you know.
This is a Super Bowl preview.
Is it really?
Whoa.
Except I'll have Romo, of course. So that'll be me winning.
Or will you?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, next back. Twerk. Team Twerk, 90 points. Team Beast Mode helping the Rough Riders out, 71. How'd it work? How'd you do it?
A strong play from my, kicker, you know, the most important player of the game. Defense helped that, the Patriots slaughtered the Broncos in the cold weather. I honestly thought they were gonna get me negative points.
And you got good, consistent points from...
Except for everyone but Cam Newton.
Right.
Who apparently is the only player on his team.
He was terrible, though. I mean, because they couldn't run the ball. He was, like, less than 40% passing or something. I mean,
yeah, pretty bad.
It was not good. Not good at all.
Shady McCoy continues to do everything but find the end zone. Racks up over 100 yards, no touchdown. Wow. Let's see. Demaryius Thomas didn't do too much. Did enough to get, I think he got, like, 70 yards. I started a Jacksonville wide receiver.
And, yeah, that didn't work.
And that Kobe didn't work. Fleener, of course, came through in the clutch with a pass from Andrew Luck, which is franchise's quarterback. So he was not too happy on that one. Free 12 points.
And, well, let's see. Franchise.
Is Terrence West back?
I don't think so.
No, he's not back.
Is he got 10 points.
Is he back? No, he's not back.
He's absolutely back.
No, I think he is back. You're right. He is back. He's back. So this wasn't franchise's legit team, right?
Yeah. No, this was his best shot.
Come on. Jordy Nelson out. Eddie Lacy out.
Although, listen to those bums. Come on.
I don't know why he benched ODB.
Yeah.
Cause he's dead.
Oh,
you meant that one. Sorry.
Yeah.
It all makes sense now. All right. Okay. So franchise.
I took his best shot. I won. Yep. That's all you need to know.
Yep. You did it. You beat him.
I feel so accomplished with my life now.
All right, Lazy King 63, Team Canada 54. Canada didn't set his lineup. I mean, I guess it would have mattered, but maybe he didn't really have a bunch of choices. He left his running back slot open, and he could have played somebody else, but he would have had to release. I mean, maybe he did set his lineup. Maybe he's like, I'm not releasing anyone. I'm sticking with my guns. And because I'm not releasing anyone.
He sets his lineup like very early.
What, like once a week?
Like Wednesday or something.
Right. And, he didn't have any options. He couldn't have changed based on the players he had. He wouldn't have got more points. This was the best he could have done, at least at the running back position. And you're always going to pick Breeze over Manning and Julius Thomas over Dwayne Allen and the Colts defense over the Ravens. So this was his best team this week. What you gonna do?
I think he's done.
I think he's done too.
He's choking.
Like you guys were crowning him. Oh wait.
Well, he's still a rookie and he doesn't know how to deal with the adversity of losing and he can't respond.
It's taking him down.
He's gonna keep losing.
Okay. So he was active in the smack board and, he thought he might win. And then he said Bradshaw is a waste of skin. No, a waste. Of
Brad,
skin.
Brad Hussaw.
Brad Hussaw, you waste of skin, and then he fixed waste. He fixed it to waste. So, yeah, he was probably wasted. Or waged something.
Okay.
But he's first in the black division.
Who isn't? Let's be honest.
You know who's first in the brown division? This guy.
Who's first in the white division? Oh yeah. Whoa. Wait.
Elitist. Get out of here.
There's a bunch of first place teams in here. And then
are you enjoying your ivory tower? Looking down on the black division and the brown division.
Is it white? Is thy ivory tower white and number one and the best?
Oh, elitist looking down on us. Huh. And you run this show too. Okay, boss.
Is it so clean?
Oh Jesus.
In Caldwell We Trust, 57. TPS NFL Rough Riders, 63.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
63.
Oh, my God. The toilet bowl?
In Caldwell thought he was going to do something. But when you get...
flush the toilet. Good God.
When you get 1 point... No, 2 total points from 2 wide receivers and a running back who gets 0 points, it ain't happening. All right. And I actually kept it close here since I let Kaepernick fumble a sure touchdown for the win against St. Louis. Like, I should have blown him out. You should give me an extra 6 points.
You probably should set your icon back to on fire.
Oh yeah. Heisman, baby. Heisman.
I mean, this is terrible.
Heisman.
Jonathan Stewart, get out of here.
Oh yeah.
D'Angelo Williams. Oh
yeah. 1 and 2.
Oh my God.
Thunder and lightning.
So bad.
Are these your starting running backs?
Oh yeah.
Yes. You started Dez Bryant knowing he wasn't going to get the ball.
Oh yeah. A win is a win.
And Antonio Gates got made to look like a man child against Miami Dolphins.
I just cross my fingers and hope Gates gets a touchdown. That's basically what I'm doing.
So you would have lost without the Dez Bryant garbage time touchdown?
That wasn't garbage time. They were going for the win. Two receptions. Man, Dez Bryant was so pissed.
Oh, who benches Reggie Wayne and Torrey Smith? Somebody not trying.
I don't need Reggie Wayne. I got T.Y. Hilton. Oh, yeah. Reggie Wayne, but good. Look at
you. Could really use a good running back.
Like Giovanni Bernard, you mean? Who will be coming back?
No, I said good.
Charlie? Yeah. Oh yeah. Bernard. And plus I got Anthony Dixon all up in the mix. Oh man.
Bernard's only been good at week 6 against Carolina. That's it.
And look at Caldwell second guessing, making excuses if he would have only played Brady. If he would have only played Brady. Wah, wah, wah. W. W. 6-3. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying is 6-3. All right.
What
next
if
week.
He had played Shane Graham? That would have helped him out.
Could have. Didn't. W.
Why do you have two kickers?
W.
Why would anyone do that?
All right. Next week's matchup. Twerk taking on Galabra.
Yep. Bye week.
Bye week. Chuck Norris taking on Lazy Kings. Let's hope somebody scores over 70 points. That'd be great. Tomaters taking on in Caldwell. We trust upset alert.
Ooh,
upset alert. Upset alert. I don't know
Is
who
he
though.
Brendan Brady?
Probably. He better. He needs to.
Brady's on the bye.
Put in Brady.
He'll still play Brady.
TPS NFL bums taking on.
Oh, all of Tomato, pretty much his entire team is on a bye.
Is it? Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, this might be upset alert.
I called it already. Upset alert.
It's not in there.
Bye week blues is though.
Bye week blues.
Oh, it says, there's upset alert. Oh no.
There it is. Oh wow, double upset alerts.
Oh no.
Dub upset alert. Mexico Brownie is taking on Team Beast Mode. This could be a runner-up preview. A playoff runner-up preview.
Is this matchup of the week?
This is the matchup of the week. Is it? Well, hold on. I don't know if it is.
You gotta go through them all first.
Okay, hold on. There, it's Mac Up of the week. Check it out. It's in there. All right.
Mac Up of T-H-E week.
And the TBS NFL Rough Riders taking on Team Canada. And this is the Trade Bowl. This is the Trade Bowl. Ahmad Bradshaw. Well, he's on bye week, so never mind.
Do you expect to play a full lineup?
I haven't decided yet.
Do you expect to play against one?
No, I hope not. I want a free win. My team deserves a free win. Everyone else gets a free win.
You've had enough free wins.
What are you talking about?
You just won with 63 points.
My team has had the hardest schedule
in the entire league. 63-point win.
All I do is win. See, every other time I've had in the 60s, I've lost. So this is
you should.
This is just karma. This is karma. Thanks.
I don't get 60-point wins.
Thanks a lot, karma. You're getting me back.
Can't even get a 90-point win.
Paybacks. Paybacks are good, actually. All right. So Canada, don't set your lineup. Do us all a favor. That'd be great. Power rankings. I just did them.
Seconds ago. I was gonna say.
I just did them seconds ago. Number 12, Galabra. Number 11, Team Chuck Norris. Number 10, Straight Trash Homie. Number 9, Martinez Lazy Kings. 8, In Caldwell We Trust. 7, Team Canada. 6, TBS NFL Bumps. 5, Team Beast Mode. Number 4, okay. Team Twerk.
Luke. What?
Team Twerk, number 4.
Oh, listen to these lies.
Up 2 slots. Number 3, Tomaters. Number 2, Mexico Brownies.
I don't understand these rankings
And
anymore.
The number 1 ranked team for 2 weeks in a row.
This is how you can tell he can adjust this.
The TPS NFL Rough, you should have saw this when.
Yeah, they probably had you at like 5 or 6.
Wow. How did you know?
Yeah.
You must be running, you must be commissioning another league. So I had to put that through the algorithm because there was obviously some miscalculations. So I had to make things right. 2 weeks in a row, Rough Riders number 1 in the power rankings. I mean, there are only 2 teams who have won 6 games. That's a fact, right?
But somehow you're 3 spots ahead of the other.
And the Rough Riders did beat the Brownies. That's a fact.
Am I ahead of Tomater, even though he just beat me?
He did?
Yeah.
Your team is kind of a wild card right now because nobody knows what's going to happen with Romo. So we didn't want to penalize you without fully understanding where that all is going to end up. Because if Romo plays and breaks his back, you're definitely going down.
I've gotten pretty good at this. I'm going to translate this. He didn't think about that when he was making the read.
I like that it shows the total points, though.
Oh, yeah.
You can see that I've scored over 100 more than you.
Wow. Wow. That, wow. Don't try to spin this in your favor.
Oh, man, you've pretty much scored less than everyone in the top six.
Don't try to spin this in your favor, okay? It's not going to help your cause. It's actually going to hurt your cause.
You're down there with Clavra. Far scoring.
Wow. Wow. Never say that again.
One game away from being with Chuck Norris.
If the playoffs started today, the number one team would be the TPS NFL Rough Riders. Put that in your scoring and smoke it. Number two.
So I would expect Bye to advance.
Your money would be on Bye, yeah. Star by star.
Yeah.
Number two would be Team Twerk. 5-4 would be Tomatoes Beast Mode, and 6-3 would be Brownies Canada. Brownies, you're on the brink of not making the playoffs.
Yeah.
You should be scared.
I'm scared.
Because I'm looking at your schedule right now, and this is not looking good for you. Let me see here. You're gonna lose to Beast Mode.
Do I play Born?
You do. So you get at least.
Okay, there we go.
You get at least one more win, but I don't know if that's gonna be enough.
That's all it takes.
Because you still gotta take on Torque, which is also 6-3. You gotta take on Bums, and you gotta take on Caldwell We Trust. So, I could see you easily going 1-4 last 5 weeks.
Where are all my easy games?
Those you notice, we consistently get put in the hardest division.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. I think I'm going to go undefeated the rest of the season.
Really?
Yeah, I'll just go ahead and do that.
No, that's, stop. You don't have Romo. You can't do that. And anyway, I'm the only one who can say that. Because
you can say it, but I can do it.
Wow. All right, what's next? TPS NFL, we did that already. Power rankings, Beastmas spread. Guess who's back?
You're welcome, because I had a terrible week.
Ediddy.999. Back again. Oh, yeah.
Did I make picks last week?
Did you?
I don't remember.
Hold on. That's
apparently.
My link is broken.
Oh, yeah,
you got 6 or 7, right?
7.
Let's see. Ediddy.999, 8 right, 67 total points, leading the group. Followed up.
It's tied though.
No, but I'm on top. See, remember?
And I probably have the tiebreaker.
Nope. Both have the tiebreaker, so I'm on top. So, boom. The tiebreaker's tiebreaker. Bowser with 4 right, 67 points. McLean, 7 right, 65. Born 8 right 61, Ron Bro 8 right 59, Franchise 5 right 58, and Tomato and JT.
Wait a minute, Ron Bro.
Yeah, Ron. Oh, he changed his name.
What happened?
El Ron Bronians.
Oh, I guess since somebody pleaded to a deal, he had to change his name.
Yeah.
Legally he had to change it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when you make a deal, I mean, it affects everyone. No more Switch. Oh, well. Maybe he'll beat somebody else, and we can bring him back. There's always that.
Fingers crossed.
All right, TPS NBA. Let's check the standings right now. 1 week in, and we got a couple of undefeateds, like the Ball Riders, undefeated, 1-0, dominating, Born.
Yeah, I was going to say, you somehow got your free bye week to start out the season. Kind of not fair.
And I have my entire team created from free agents.
Well, he pretty much does too, right?
Does he? I haven't checked.
Because he drafted them all at the end of the draft.
Oh, yeah. He basically got people nobody wanted and he could have got for free because he was looking for value, right?
So he pretty much did what you did.
He wanted to pay. No, I didn't pay for free agents. I didn't spend money on free agents. I got people I knew I would drop so that I could get free agents for free. Right? That's why they're called free agents. That is not why they're called free agents, but that's why they're called free agents in the TBS NBA. Bourne decided to spend money on them to try to pretend like he knew what he was talking about. But like I keep saying in the hangouts, you people don't know basketball.
How did you win though?
What do you mean, how did I win? I had a better team. I exposed him.
It was field goal percentage, right? You were both really bad at it. he was worse.
He was just worse. So he had me in three-pointers, and he barely had me in rebounds, but I have tons of guards. So I got assists, I got steals, and I got Davis. So I got blocks, like, basically every week.
You didn't get threes, though.
I didn't get threes, but I'm going to get threes. I gave up my threes when I traded away Canner for Greg Monroe.
I did see him hit 1-3.
Of course you did.
I was very impressed.
And
no, you know what's funny is that game where he hit the 1-3.
Yeah.
Cause I was against the Mavs, so I was watching. So I wanted to see it. I wanted to see a 3.
I told you it was gonna like happen, a unicorn, right?
Canter 3.
I've been talking up the Canter 3 all season long.
But what ended up happening was Trevor Booker.
Okay.
I think he has one career 3.
Okay.
And he hit 3 of them. He went 3 for 4, I think it was.
So you were so you were seeing lots of threes
from Trevor Booker.
So it was even more shocking than Canter 3.
Yeah, like I don't think Canter's gonna be around long.
If Booker's starting to jack him up,
yeah.
That's why I traded him while he was still hot. Genius.
Trevor
move.
Booker available?
He better be. Definitely get him while he's hot. Because that's probably the last game he's going to have.
Up on the Trevor Booker bandwagon?
Sign you up, not me.
Oh, he's gone. Somebody's got him already.
Somebody saw the writing on the wall. Somebody needed threes. So Team Beast Mode and Brown Bombers are also 1-0 in the Black Division. Ball and Bowser and Basketball Reasons are 1-0 in the White Division. And Bowser, you won 7 categories to 2, so you dominated your matchup. Who'd you play?
Nobody. Little consequence. No, I played, Forgot About Dre.
Oh, Forgot About,
new
oh
person
yeah, the
who
new guy.
Apparently
the new
doesn't
guy.
Know how to play.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. So you get we got a couple bye weeks in this league. We got We're Goofy Goobers. That's a bye week. We got Forgot About Dre. That's a bye week. And then we got Hampton. That's a bye week.
Yeah, I get 2 back-to-back bye weeks. It's a beautiful way to start the season out.
That's really nice, actually, for you. Brown Bombers, who did you beat?
Who didn't I beat?
You're 6-2-1.
So not me.
Yeah, and you did.
Yeah, I don't remember who I beat. Hold on, I gotta get to the page.
Get to the page so we can talk about who you beat. Dog him and give them
no
respect.
He beat the Great Wall of Drummond.
Oh,
yeah. I beat him in blocks, right?
Did you?
Yeah, you did. No, yeah. You didn't. You lost by 1.
Oh.
So you almost beat
this
him.
Week. Whoops.
You beat him in steals, rebounds, 3 points made, free throw
obviously
percentage,
free throw
field
percentage.
Goal. Yeah, field goal percentage and points. He had you on blocks and turnovers.
Yeah, I pretty much dominated him. But that's what happens when you have Drummond. You're punting away free throw percentage and 3-pointers.
Yeah, and 3-pointers.
All the important stats. And assist.
He could have won assist if he didn't have Drummond.
And I had Klay Thompson, who's the MVP leading.
He is not
MVP.
The MVP.
You're right.
Have you seen him?
I've seen him, but he's not the MVP.
Yeah. He is amazing.
Right. They can't call it that this early, but he's won the MVP.
He's the player of the week. That's
year.
What he is.
He's the best guard in Golden State.
Wow, really?
Steph Curry could learn a thing or two from him.
Oh, I wasn't offended at Steph Curry. I was offended at, what other guard do they have?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. Is Jared Jack still there?
Yeah, Jared Jack. From a couple years ago.
I don't think he's there, is he?
No, he's not there.
Can he still run?
Maybe.
Damian Lillard, he was really bad though. He shot 27%.
Ooh, gross.
Let's see. But all my Dallas players, they came through.
Easy schedule. Didn't I tell you this at the beginning of the season? All the Mavs fans are going to think, oh, we're so good, but they have the fifth easiest schedule through the first 30 games of the season. Thank you, Fox Sports Net.
What?
Fox Sports One.
Who even researches
and
that?
Everyone's going to think, oh, the Mavs are so
good.
What
does that even mean?
They're going to be like 25-5 or whatever, and people are like, ooh, NBA championship. Easiest schedule through the first 30 games. I'm just saying.
Who looks at the schedule in the NBA?
Fox One.
They're going to play everyone, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, but they're going to have a bad... I'm telling you, the last 52 games of their season are going to be like a nightmare. A nightmare. So when
you... Did you not see Dirk dominate Anthony Davis?
He did not dominate Anthony Davis.
He did whatever he wanted.
Didn't Anthony Davis have, like, go off in that game? Yes! He did!
Who won the game?
It doesn't matter! Anthony Davis is a beast!
He's no Dirk.
Don't be dogging Davis. 15 rebounds,
okay.
31 points, 3 blocks. Oh, he was making Dallas eat it.
Eat what? Wins? Made a win?
Yeah. Winner sandwiches.
Wow.
There's nothing funny about it. We just win.
Anthony Davis is so good. Oh my gosh. I can't believe I got him for free.
He's okay.
He's the MVP. He's the real
Tyson
MVP.
Tyson Chandler.
He's like a good version of Tyson Chandler.
The only thing he's good at is cleaning up the rest of his team's misses. Outside of that, he's kind of mediocre.
What? What the heck was that? Kind of mediocre.
He's pretty mediocre.
Kind of the best power forward in the NBA.
I'm just wondering when they're going to bench him for Ryan Anderson.
Oh, yeah. You've seen better, like, Nene.
Oh, Nene is so good.
I know. That's why I picked him up for free.
Oh, scratch that. He's terrible.
You know who is terrible? Alfred Payton. He's good and terrible.
Oh, the rookie?
Yeah. No. He's going to be a triple-double machine. Just triple-double watch every time Payton plays. Okay.
Turnovers?
No, triple double watch. He does it all. He can't shoot, but man, can he distribute? Can he rebound? He can't shoot. I give you that. All right. He's a terrible shooter.
So he's going to be like Jason Kidd?
Yeah.
He just can't get those 10 points.
He's just,
you said he can't do anything because he's coaching.
Oh.
All right. What else? Anything else? Ball Riders are legit. Ball Riders are good.
You gave up on Caldwell Pope?
Oh, yeah. Had to.
And Kid Gilchrist.
Yeah. I had to. Well, Kid Gilchrist came down with something. Got a little something. And I gave up on Amari Stoudemire also.
Why did you do that? Because he had an okay game.
He had an okay game, but I need amazing.
Actually, he had his best game.
I need awesome. I need Orlando Magic.
You need Evan Fournier.
Yeah. I need him. I need those points until what's-his-face comes back from his broken face. Until broken face comes back.
Oh, Davis?
No, not Davis.
Who broke their face?
Oladipo. He has like a broken face.
Oladipo?
Yeah.
Greg Oden's just, his whole body's broken, not just his face.
Oh, I thought you meant, Fournier's in, Orlando.
Yeah. Come on.
I was in Denver.
Keep up with your magic.
He's wearing a Denver jersey.
That must have been when he was D-leaguing it. Now he's like a legit weapon. Look at him. He's a scoring machine. He's all NBA. If he just got some more minutes, oh man, watch out.
You got too many Orlando players.
No, I don't. I don't have enough Orlando players. Somebody trade me Oladipo and his broken face. I'll take that. And Great Wall of Drummond. Get at me. You don't need Drummond. You need three-pointers and assists. Okay?
And field goal percentage.
And field goal percentage. Your team is terrible. Give me Drummond. He's not having a great season so far. He's kind of an average center. give me Drummond and let me upgrade your entire team, because this right here, this is what I'm looking at right here, ain't good. That ain't good. That's ugly right now, okay? David West, out. Bradley Beal, out. Jeff Green. So let's upgrade that. I need Drummond. You need a team. And that's the only chip you have. And also, you stole Perry Jones from me. Just FYI.
He got Whoa. Perry Jones?
Yeah, he won the Perry Jones sweepstake.
Well, let's be honest. No one really wins the Perry Jones sweepstakes. It's an injury waiting to happen.
It is an injury waiting to happen. But until that injury comes, he's at least going to shoot the ball hot.
You want to know who won the lottery? This guy. I got Mr. October. I got Reggie Jackson. In your face.
You got him for free? Yep. Really? When'd you get that? When'd you take him?
I drafted him.
Oh.
Injured. I think that was one of the ones where we were doing speed rounds and I couldn't even pick.
So you got him. Yeah, so you did get him for free.
Yeah. Thinking he'd never play and now he's the starting point guard.
Oh yeah. And they need him. Like, how long is Westbrook out?
The whole season now.
What?
For real?
No.
Oh, I was gonna say, what? When did that happen?
I could use, Reggie to play that long.
I didn't.
It was like a month.
Is it? Yeah.
Luau Deng. Got him for free. He was a joke that was brought up first in the draft.
He's still a joke.
Yeah.
What are you talking
definitely
about?
Definitely still a joke.
He's amazing. Best strong forward in the league. Small forward. Strong forward. What the hell am I smoking?
Well, he's pretty strong. For an African, right?
Okay, see, stepping out of the ivory tower.
What? That's what Danny Ferry said.
Take off your hood there.
Danny Ferry.
Get out of your ivory tower.
If Danny Ferry can say, he does have a little bit of African in him. I'm just saying. That's what the Cavs said, or whatever, wherever Danny Ferry is.
Oh boy.
The facts are the facts.
This is terrible.
I don't know why people hide from him. Whatever. All right, what else? Anything else? I think we're done. Until next week, when we do this all again, we're going to listen to the stupid Run DM Mavsies or whatever. You know what? I'm going to find a better one. I'm going to find Run TMC, the music video. The first one, the original. The one that they should be showing respect to instead of what they're doing. Wow. Really?
Do you need a picture for the post?
Yes, of course.
There's a shirt, a Run DMC shirt now.
Yes.
For the Mavs.
I want to buy this.
A lot, but I'm cool like that. 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 I'm cool.
Queep be the chocolate stacks of my raps. She innovates at the sweet cat naps. He at the funk club with the vibrate. Then they be crazy down with the five game. It can't kick a plan than a crowd burst. Me, I be digging it with the bug first. Us, we be freaking till dawn, peace and I. He
peek, yes, a stranger smile, so I stay hot. Who understood? Yeah, understood the plans. Hip heard of it and put it to his hands. What I just flipped, let border get loose. How to consume all the beaches like juice. If it's the shit, we'll lift it off the plastic. The babes will go spastic, hip hop is a classic. Pimp playing sharp, it don't matter, I'm fatter. Ask butter how I zone.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that, I'm